Hello and welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're joined by Kelsey Akins from Battleborn to talk about the organization's work supporting veterans and its effort to create safe, stable housing for women's veterans in the Lehigh Valley, including women with children. Kelsey, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Really quickly, I want to thank our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and QuoteAhead.com. Kelsey is a licensed clinical social worker and a U.S. Army veteran who brings both professional experience and a personal understanding to this work. So, Kelsey, I want to learn a little bit about you first. Can you kind of give me your background and what brought you to where you are today?
Sure. So, as you said, my name is Kelsey Akins. I am a licensed clinical social worker and an Army veteran. I actually continue to serve in the Army Reserves. I have, this year will be 13 years in the U.S. Army. Yeah, it's been a long time. So I serve as the Director of Social Services for Battleborn. My role is really about helping bridge the world between social work and the veteran culture. So veterans to have somewhere where they can go, that they don't have to explain military culture first before they explain what they need. Our mission is really about meeting them where they are, figuring out what the barriers are, and helping them connect with the right resources. So, like I said, I've spent more than a decade in the military, including a deployment. So I understand military culture not only from that professional standpoint, but from lived experience. At the same time, my career in social work, at least for the last 4 years, has really centered around helping veterans and families navigate mental health needs, benefits, housing, financial stressors, and all of the different systems that can be really overwhelming when someone's going through a difficult time. So, like I said, Battleborn is really about helping bridge that gap.
I chatted with Gabe Atkins, who is biking across the United States, and he's helping to raise money. He's giving some to Battleborn and some to Wounded Warriors. And one thing, and it's to raise awareness over veteran suicide. And one thing that he brought up is, you know, when you're deployed, you're with a unit, and then you come home and you might not have that same thing. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. You know, I was so used to that. And now you're supposed to just kind of figure it out. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So is that kind of like Battleborn at least bridges some of that gap in a way?
Yeah, actually, I found Battleborn after I came home from my deployment. So I was in the Middle East in support of OEF, and I came home and it was COVID. So everything was shut down. So, so even the resources that might have been available to me weren't operating, and Battleborn thankfully was. I met the founder, Chris, through an internship I was actually doing and got connected to the work, and I've been with them ever since. So they really are helping veterans that are immediately transitioning off of active duty like I was, but also veterans that might not need help until years later. So,
And what specific gap are you seeing when it comes to shelter, housing, and support for women veterans?
Yeah, so obviously housing in general is a big gap right now, but when talking about women veterans specifically, it's not simply housing. It's housing that's specifically designed for the needs of those women veterans. So in the Lehigh Valley, there are housing and shelter resources, and there are veteran-specific resources, but there's very few options that bring those two things together for women, particularly women that have children. So a woman veteran that's experiencing a housing crisis may find herself having to choose between a general women's shelter that might not understand veteran-specific needs or a veterans program that might primarily be designed for the male veteran population or not take children and families into account. So what we want to create is another option, which would be a safe, stable, veteran-centered environment where women can receive support while they're working towards permanent housing and long-term independence.
And is that where we're at currently? You are in like the phase of, you know, supporting Battleborn on the journey of looking for this space. Like, what is it kind of look like?
Yeah, so right now we have a veterans house in Easton that is supporting male veterans. So what we really want to do is expand that housing service to women veterans and families because, like I said, that's the biggest need right now and the biggest gap that we're seeing in the Lehigh Valley.
And I mean, we kind of did touch on this, but why do you think it's so important to create a space specifically for women
Yeah,
veterans?
so women veterans may have experiences related to trauma, military sexual trauma, domestic violence, or other circumstances that make safety, privacy, and trauma-informed care really important. And then you add motherhood to that. So if a woman has children, she isn't just trying to find a bed for herself, she's also thinking about where her children are going to sleep and whether they can remain together, whether those children can go to school or childcare in that environment, transportation of how she's going to get her children and herself to either school or work, and then adding employment into that. So really, we're focused on trying to rebuild stability, not just for the woman veteran herself, but that entire family. And we don't want women veterans to have to separate from their children or their families in order to access veteran-specific support. So there's something really powerful, I think, about women veterans being around other women veterans. I think when we're talking about the veteran culture specifically, women are still very stigmatized and often overlooked when it comes to thinking about what a veteran looks like. And I think
Absolutely.
having a space specifically created for them sends a really clear message of you served, you belong here, and these services are for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, some of the situations you gave when you're coming back, and if you would have to make a decision over, I have this one resource, but then I might have to not be able to bring my kids with me. Yeah, that's just not something that I think we can all agree on, a decision you should have to make.
Right.
Is that what you're like on a day-to-day basis? Are you trying to help kind of connect those dots and get the resources to the right person? I mean, I'm sure that give us kind of a sense, I guess, what it is like on a daily basis.
Yeah, so when we're talking about veterans, not every veteran is the same, right? So you might have a veteran that transitions really successfully, and then years later, they might experience a divorce or job loss, financial hardship, mental health challenges, loss of support system, or any other major life event that suddenly destabilizes everything.
Sure.
So my role is really about connecting veterans to not only veteran-specific resources, but just community resources in general, because one resource isn't going to be able to solve all the issues. So it's really
Right.
about creating that village and that community to circle around the veteran and help them with a hand up, not a handout, right? So when we're talking about women veterans specifically, you see challenges involving childcare, being a single parent, unemployment, financial independence, and then those trauma experiences, and then also difficulty navigating both the VA and these community resources. So I think there's a loss of community, like you said, that comes with leaving the military when you're a part of a team and you have that structure. And once you leave that, the support system can disappear very quickly. And veterans in general, we're trained not to ask for help. We're trained to be tough
Right.
and carry on with the mission. And sometimes by the time someone finally says, I need help, they've exhausted almost every other option. And that's why being able to respond to them when they reach out is so important.
Or they might have gone down different paths that they shouldn't have gone down or wouldn't have gone down if they had asked for help. And we've all been in positions like that. So it's,
Right.
just a little bit about Battleborn. How can people maybe get involved? Can you talk about the organization itself and
Yeah,
your
so
involvement?
Battleborn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It was started by Christopher Yarnell and his wife Cadence. They had previously been a part of other nonprofit organizations and were seeing these gaps in the community. Chris himself is a Marine Corps veteran, and Cadence is kind of from like a military family, so they decided to come together and create Battleborn in 2018. And it really started, just selling t-shirts out of the trunk of their car to make a profit to help veterans and give back to the veteran community. And it's really blown up into this really great thing where we have so many connections in the community and we have so many different program options like trauma-informed yoga that's open to not just veterans, but the community at large. And we are able to help with transportation and housing, and we have food programs that are able to feed veterans and their family members. So it's really come a long way. And I think when we talk about our efforts right now, which is Battleborn's Bring Our Veterans Home initiative. It's really about housing piece. So we have a goal of raising $500,000 to expand transitional veteran housing in the Lehigh Valley. So our call to action, if you will, would be for individual donors, corporate sponsors, businesses, organizations that can make a significant difference. And support doesn't have to mean writing a large check, right? So we need those community partnerships. We need people in construction and the trades to be able to donate labor and materials. Right. We need businesses willing to help furnish the home. We need organizations that can partner with us for those resources related to employment, childcare, transportation, and what have you. And the other thing is helping women actually move from one transitional housing unit into housing stability, right? So in order to do that, we need people to talk about it, share the project, introduce us to different businesses and organizations that want to get involved and help us create those connections.
I was going to say, a great place to do that is wearebattleborn.com.
Yes, yes. So that is the best place that you could find us. We are on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn, Instagram. So wherever you do your social media. We've always operated around the idea that no single organization can do everything. But when a community brings its resources together, we fill gaps that none of us could alone. And ultimately, we aren't just trying to put a roof over someone's head. We're trying to give women veterans and their children a safe place to stabilize, rebuild, and move forward.
Yeah, what I really like about Battleborn and everything you guys do is you're going across boundaries that maybe some organizations may not have done, or accepting of all different walks of life, and it's amazing. And it's great to be able to talk to you and to kind of get the word out here. I know that we're early on and the goal is big, but if we don't start big, where do we start? So
absolutely, and it's definitely achievable.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, again, it's like I said, it sounds like a lot, but if you get some of those larger organizations to buy in and some community involvement, I mean, how many veterans are in the Lehigh Valley? Is there a number on that? It's got to be.
Yeah, there is. I don't have it off the top of my head. I think the last time I checked, it was around like 17,500.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. That's a big part of our community that we want to continue to support and raise up and talk about these things publicly. So, Kelsey, thank you for taking some time to talk about all this and taking time out of your day for us to learn more about Battleborn. And like you said, go to wearebattleborn.com whenever you're listening to this, and you can start your journey on getting in touch or directly donating.
Thank you so much for having me.